Your next big move is just an Empower loan away. Borrow at least 90,000 kwacha or more and stand a chance to have up to 75,000 kwacha of your salary-backed Empower loan paid back. Your consistency pays off. Stay current in your monthly repayments and you could be the next winner. We're here for your next move. We're here for you. Visit any Access Bank Zambia branch and apply for an Empower loan today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Campaign ends on 31st January 2026.
Miner dies after jumping into the Luansha Dam while fleeing from security officers. Delays to construct a toilet at Katambalala Market disappoints traders. And in African news, at least 30 killed in attack on Nigeria village. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. An illegal miner has died after jumping into the Luansha Dam while fleeing from security officers at Luansha Copper Mines. The incident occurred on Friday, 3rd January 2026, around 1540 hours after mine security and the Zambia Police Mobile Unit officers responded to reports of illegal miners trespassing near a pipeline within the mine. Police say the suspect fled on seeing the patrol team, but one unknown male jumped into Luansha Dam and did not resurface. An update from police indicates that on Saturday, 4th January 2026, a combined team of Zambia Police and the Luansha Municipal Council Fire Brigade conducted a search operation at the dam. At about 11:45 hours, the body was retrieved and later identified as Malenga Malenga, aged 22, of Buteko Avenue in Luansha. The body was identified by his father, Kumoyo Malenga, aged 50, of Chifubu Secondary School area in Dola. Police say a physical inspection revealed injuries to the lips and eyelids, suspected to have been caused by water species. No foul play is currently suspected. The body has been deposited into the mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. Copperbelt Province Police Commanding Officer Malayuyi has confirmed the developments to Kumbon Radio News. Traders at Katambalala Market in Lusaka's Chipata compound have expressed a disappointment with a continued delay by the local leadership to construct toilets at the market. The traders have complained to Kumbon Radio News that they have repeatedly been assured that sanitation facilities will be built, but no progress has been made up to date, thereby forcing them to operate under unhygienic conditions. They have noted with concern that the lack of proper toilet facilities is posing a serious health risk and is negatively affecting business, particularly for food vendors.
Issue ya matoilet kiri buino. Elefuti, vantu muno mu market ni wambiri. Mafana, wakulu.
Kadani mabazi ni ambiri. Just imagine. Kuliri, isa maketi ya zizeri ya mwere magusa mabaa. Zeni jama magusa mabaa, zeni wa zama buo kumwa mabaa, mama buo kumwa mozi.
Ayus, watishite kwa challenge. Matoilet, waganize po ya nkale kwa ya vii. Kwa ya top, if possible. Ya mwere ya situation, inga ite ya madiseases.
Market ifu ni kongkala. Matoilet, tumore vantu, vatu ndira po mtu mabu.
Residents of Buchi Township in Kitwe have commended the progress made in addressing sanitation issues in the area. The residents have noted that the progress will bring relief to them as they have been facing challenges with sewer and water pipe blockages.
Pipe, wabi kidotu unono. Chale kwa sasana, tuwa lichuli le. Kutina ngumuleli hao shuwasi. Uchu ushuweka weka. No mbesi wajitao tuleto tela kwenye.
We're happy. When we look at the situation that we had last time, it was bad, but the government is doing it the best to make sure that the people of Buchi staying well, sewers are being made. We are so happy.
Meanwhile, Buchi Ward Councillor Manda Masoka has also commended the efforts from the government and other stakeholders in addressing the sanitation challenges previously faced by residents. Master Masoka confirmed that 85% of the work have been completed, which involves replacing the small pumps with bigger pipes.
We're working on overhaul. We are removing those small pipes and replacing them with the bigger pipes. I should say we've done, I think, 85% of that job. Today, unlike the times that we entered the offices where we could receive 30 complaints in a day or a week, today, somehow, strange when you're here at Nudge Crossing. I mean, we have, those cases have now reduced drastically. At least this time, Kumfwa at Nudge Crossing, Pare Pitakona Kashka. And then in that quarter, those areas where we know, but here, we are not done yet.
An organization of persons with disabilities, a born or short, a living tool, BSLT, has called for urgent and deliberate action to include young persons with disabilities in Zambia's digital transformation agenda, warning that continued exclusion risks widening inequality and limiting national development. BSLT President Pastor Ntalasha Chisha has told Kumbon Radio News that access to digital skills and technologies is no longer optional but essential for education, employment and civic participation in the modern economy. He notes that thousands of young persons with disabilities remain locked out of digital learning, online work opportunities and e-government services due to inaccessible platforms, lack of assistive technologies and limited inclusive digital skills training. Pastor Chisha has emphasized that this exclusion was not due to lack of ability, but systemic barriers that continue to disadvantage youth with disabilities as the country accelerates its digital transformation programs. He says that this exclusion is not a reflection of limited potential, but over systemic barriers in access, affordability, and accessibility.
as an organization of persons with disabilities.